Okay, welcome to the goals of this course. What we're going to do now is just talk to you about what you can expect moving forward and cover some of the main topics. We've got 12 things that we want to impress upon you or for you to leave with in terms of skills or ideas and understanding. And the first thing we want you to begin with is because we're going to be literally moving through this course in the same way that we would be helping other people or if we're practicing on ourselves, trying to get from point A to point B. So the first thing we want to do is show you the choice map or the map of choice. We're making choices all the time, hundreds and thousands of choices all the time, but now we're going to draw it out for you so you can literally see it in front of your face and recognize what's happening to you at your subconscious. Okay, so this is a powerful introductory thing that we're going to start off in the very beginning, and we're going to utilize this and refer to it quite often throughout the remainder of the course. We're going to introduce you to 6 FEM. We started that a little bit already, but I'm going to break it down for you a little bit more. We're going to look at the choices of our mindset, which is, you know, at the subconscious and conscious level. We're going to look at some things that happen to us early in life that more or less set the stage on how we go about dealing with issues moving forward in our lives. And then we're going to really get into the ACT part. I know that's what you guys signed up for. We're going to really reveal what ACT is. We're going to talk about some of the history of ACT. We're going to look at something called the Hexaflex. As I mentioned in the previous lesson, both 6FEM and ACT use a hexagon type concept. And we're going to introduce you to the Hexaflex. It's a great tool and reference and even like a framework that you can use to help you practice ACT. And then we're going to simplify it by introducing you to a triflex. It's how the Hexaflex works together. There's some aspects of it that work together. And so there's another tool or framework that you can use for the course and for practice moving forward. And then we're going to talk to you about what is psychological flexibility. A big term, we're going to flesh it out for you, no worries, and that's part of our goals. We're going to look at some other ACT tools like Foursquare, The Matrix, and Choice Point. And we're going to really focus in on Choice Point in this course. It's a powerful tool to help you move from point A to point B. Okay, then we're going to break down the 6 points of the ACT Hexaflex. Okay, there's these 6 points that are along around the Hexaflex, and we're going to really dig into them because we're going to be using this framework in ACT. Okay, and then we're going to look at the 6 categories of cognitive fusion. What's that? Don't worry, you'll have an understanding of that once we complete this course. Basically, it's the way that we think about things, and really it's kind of how we tie our minds up in knots. And you'll understand once we get through the course what this is all about, and we've broken it down for you into 6 different categories. Now there's also 6 core pathologies, which are basically, you know, these patterns that we've created that aren't working for us. They're working against us. And so we're going to identify what those are. And what really is happening is that we want to be in this psychological flexibility. And what the pathologies do is create what we like to call psychological rigidity, which is the opposite, right? Okay, then we're going to look at a number of ACT terms, and I'll throw in a few Star Family coaching terms. Okay, we're going to look at a process called getting hooked or being unhooked, and we're going to figure out a way or demonstrate to you how you can go about getting unhooked. In fact, we're going to use a lot of examples here. Some of these examples you may be able to identify with, but if we don't give you an example that is exactly like yours, you'll find something that's very similar to what's going on in your world. Okay, then we're going to look at ACT flow, which is basically the entire process. How do we put ACT to use? We start with a problem. How do we plug this tool in so we can, you know, act the way we want to act and get to where we want to be? And then we'll do an ACT wrap-up, and we'll tie all the pieces together. It'll make all the sense in the world to you at that point in time, and we will have accomplished the goals of this course.